Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, rookie. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Fine. Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Rehabilitation of flood control dams has been a subject of conversation among the conservation community for quite a few years now, and it's been a longtime pet project of the current chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas. Mr. Lucas was able to get a lot of money, a lot of resources put into the 2014 Farm Bill to make sure that dam rehabilitation is going to go forward.
I started work on the issue of how to rehabilitate these upstream flood control dams 14 years ago, and in every Farm Bill from 2002 on down, after we passed the authorizing legislation, I put resources in. But to have the national chief of the NRCS, the chief conservation guy in this whole country, come here, to have the governor and the Senate leadership and the House leadership come join us, to make the commitment that we will work together to spend the money set aside in the Farm Bill for upstream flood control dam rehab, this is a great day.
Chairman Lucas points out about 10% of the overall bucket of money for this project coming to Oklahoma for dam rehabilitation, and he was very pleased to have Jason Weller, chief of the NRCS, on hand in Perry on Friday.
So nationally, what we're announcing today is an investment of over $260 million. What this is going to do is invest in over 150 projects across the country to help provide rehabilitate dams that are still working but need to be upgraded and provide long-term safety. So here locally in Oklahoma, we're going to be investing $26 million into 14 structures across the state. That's going to help protect communities like the city of Perry we're in today. So the residents depend upon this facility we're at, this lake, for their not only recreation but also for water supply, but also protects the very town of Perry itself.
This is a program that's been around for a while, receiving some special attention in the 2014 Farm Law, and it received that special attention because of Chairman Frank Lucas.
And when we went to conference with the Senate, I was chairman of the conference committee, and I was able to persuade my colleagues that we needed to put this extra emphasis, we needed to commit these resources so that this could be done. And the chief is a very strong proponent of conservation, so finally we had the resources in the right place, and we had someone in the executive branch who was in the right place to make it happen, and together we're going to do a lot of good over the next few years.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas. National Veterinary Services Lab reporting last week a positive test of vesicular stomatitis on samples submitted on four horses from Weld County, Colorado. That's the Greeley, Colorado area. Previous positive cases of this disease have been diagnosed in the southern sections of Texas, both on some horses as well as a couple of cattle. A Colorado state veterinarian, Dr. Keith Rohr, says this disease can be painful for animals and costly to their owners. And our state veterinarian, Dr. Rod Hall of Oklahoma, says be on the lookout and report any possible concerns regarding VS to your veterinarian ASAP. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle all told on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. That's your farm news, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.